avoid is doiche Shabbos, mila doiche oiso. From this wagon, mila is doiche mitzuras. That's the law. It's Rashi, mila doiche oiso, es hatzuras. Kedatanya l'kamon, we'll have a gemara later. Yimo besayro losoi, afilo b'mokam beheres ikois. Even if a person has a beheres, he has a neg of a mitzuras on his orlo. Still, when it comes to the Yom HaShemini, you're allowed to cut off the orlo, even though you're cutting off the tzuras. And even though there's a lot of hattori, you're not allowed to cut off the tzuras, but if the tzuras is the mokum orlo, there's a hefty, you're allowed to cut off the tzuras, but mokum mila. So you see, mila is doiche tzuras. So chura tzakavu chaymam. If mila is doiche tzuras, avada is a gemara. Shabbos, she nitches with mei avoida. Shabbos that is nitche because of avoida, and it didn't chetay mila doiche oiso. His madach mila is a more chomedic mitzvah than tzuras. And for that reason, we said that tzuras is so strong that tzuras stops to do the avoida. If a kohen has their tzuras, he can't do the avoida. And the avoida is such a chomedic mitzvah that's doiche Shabbos. So if mila is doiche mitzuras, avada should be doiche svara, a Shabbos. That's a svara. So from here, this din that mila, you're allowed to make a mila even though you're cutting off the beheres. The mitzvah, so that's a right that mila should be doing a Shabbos. That's one svara. Oh my, oy ena. For the more, what's the other svara forget? What chur is a good svara? If mila is doing a tzuras, about the mila should be doing a Shabbos. So the more name. Oh my, oy ena. The kamar, hoda omar. Oh my, did tzuras chamura? What's the raya that tzuras is a chomedik din? Name. Dilma Shabbos chamura. Maybe Shabbos is a more chomedik mitzvah. So even though mila is doing a tzuras, maybe mila can be doing on Shabbos. If Yom HaShemini comes out on Shabbos, maybe you can't do Mitzvah Mila. Why? Shekein yesh bo oinshem v'yaz horas harvi. While Shabbos has lamates ovas melochis, and has a chiv chorus to it, and the mazid pasro, you get a chiv mitzvah b'day yodam, so Shabbos is more chomad dekadin. So that's one svar. And vayitel mimai mishum de chamira tzaraas hi. And I ask an akasha, you see though tzaraas is doicha the avoida. You see if a kohen has a tzaraas, it's doicha the avoida. And still you see that avoid this doiche Shabbos and mitzuras and milus doiche tzuras. Nein, dilma mishun gavru hu deloi chazi. It's no right that tzuras is such a chomedik mitzvah. The reason why a kohen, when he has a mitzuras, he can't do the avoida, is because the mitzvah, the kohen is tamei. He's not gavru loi chazi. That's why he can't do the avoida. It's not because mitzuras is such a chomedik iser that the Torah said a kohen can't cut off the beres not to be over that avera. That's not the pshat. Al that aver alone maybe would be mutum. But we'll soon see, even if a kohen cuts off the beres, he's still tummy though. Until the kohen goes to the mikvah and asks Harash Shemesh, until he brings his carbon, he's still tummy. So it won't help you anything for the kohen to cut off his mitzuras. Even if he cuts off the mitzuras, he'll still be tummy. So that's the pshat. Gavra lechazi. The kohen is not right to do the avoidim. But the emissin is not the pshat that tzuras is so chomer. So mainly, even though mila is doiche tzuras, but maybe mila cannot be doiche Shabbos. Shabbos is a much chomedik mitzvah. Shabbos has a chiv misa, but the yodam even do b'meizim asruah. And the Gemara b'zoi yamani mekayim shemini yima chutz mishabbos. Maybe when the pasuk says make the meal on the eighth day, that's in the middle of the choil, in the middle of the weekday. But when the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, maybe it's not doicha Shabbos. That's the maskana. We need a pasuk for it. It's exeras akosu talmud loyma b'yoyim afilu b'shabbos. I need a pasuk to tell me b'yoyim that it's doicha Shabbos. Without this pasuk, I would say no. Shabbos mila cannot be doicha Shabbos. I mila doicha tzuras. Tzuras is not as chomer as Shabbos is. So Rashi, Oma oy ena de chomer, the mashma ena kach ye kamoi shemano. So the hodi amatona lenafshe. You might the tzuras chomer mishalzu lagamol. Duma Shabbos chomura. Dai the tzuras doicha avoida. That the tzuras. If a kohen has tzuras, he can't do the avoida. Mimai the mishum chumu the tzuras. He. It's not a riot because tzuras is such a chomer digadin. Dilma hod loyem rinan le yikoitz. The reason why we don't tell the kohen cut off your tzuras, mitzuras, mishum the garvud le chazihum. The person is not chazi. Could the kamala tomorrow soon say, dinami kayitz, even if the kohen will cut off his mitzuras, still mechusa tfilo. He has to go to the mikvah. There is shemesh, he has to wait till nighttime comes. Vahayim lo yavud, and anyway he can't do the avoida today. O tzvuyayim di mitzayra, ki mitzayra. O tzvuyayim of a mitzayra has the same aloch like a mitzayra. Hilkach mechalel moif yumas, afilu b'milo. Therefore, Avada Shabbos is much more chomer than tzuras. So even though mila could be deicha tzuras, maybe it came with deicha Shabbos. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me, how do I know the maskana that mila is deicha Shabbos? It's from the pasuk, b'yoyim ha'shmini, that's how I know it. B'yoyim afilu b'shabbos. Mavaita, Tana Rabbonin, mila deicha tzuras. Mila, no matter when you make the Mila, bein bismana, bein shloi bismana, it's doiche tzeras. If the tinnik, or even a godel, if a godel didn't have a bris Mila yet, and whenever, whenever AG is in making the bris Mila now, even though there's a mitzeras, there's a nega on the mokum orla, still you're allowed to cut it off. We'll soon see psukim. But Mila is doiche tzeras. Bismana, shloi bismana. Yom Tov, what about if the Yom HaShemini comes out on Pesach, comes out on Yom Tov, and a doiche elu bismana? Only if the Mila is bismana b'yom HaShemini, then it's doiche Yom Tov. But if you didn't make a b'yom HaShemini, you want to make it later on, if the day you want to make it, you're not allowed to make it on Yom Tov. Buvad. It's only doiche Yom Tov bismana, shloi bismana is not doiche Yom Tov. Shrashi, ben shloi bismana. He'll go in Kotin Choyla. Kotin was born, he was sick. V'emtinu loy achi yavriya. And you waited till it became well, and it's not doiche, it's still, you're allowed to make the Mila even b'mokim atzeras. Ma'ashenken, on Yom Tov you're not allowed to. But the Marmino Hani Mili. How do we know this Yisoy that Mila is Deichem Etzaras, even Shlei Bezmano? Bezmano and Shlei Bezmano. The Tana Rabbonim. Pasuk says, Yimo Vesarolosai. You should be Yimo, cut off the Orlof, cut off the Orlof. Viafa Pi Sheshem Beheris, Yikoits. In Svar, I would say, even though there's a Beheris, there's a Nega on the Mokam Orlof, still you're allowed to cut it off. Ah, Yumani Mekayim, what am I going to do with the Pasuk? Often the Pasuk in the Verum that says, He Shoma Venega Tzaras. Torah gives you a mitzvah essay and a leisa saying, watch the negat tzaras, you're not allowed to cut it off. There's a law not to cut off a tzaras. So what's so posher to you? You're allowed to cut it off when you have a milah there. There's a law of Torah not to cut it off. I'll tell you that's b'shar mekoyim mitzvah, chus b'milah. When the posuk says there's a law not to cut off the negat tzaras, that's on other parts of your body. Not b'mokim ha-milah. But when it's b'mokim ha-milah, I'll tell you it's a svara, you're allowed to cut off the tzaras, the kedei to mekayim the mitzvah. So that's one svara. Oy einoy. Now the bride says no. Maybe this verse fakert. Oy einoy. Elafilu mila. Even mila also I can't do b'mokim the tzaras there. Umani mekayin yimo b'sarol osoy. I the posuk says make a bris mila. I tell you that now for this man shein bo beheris. The posuk is talking about where there's no beheris, there's no neged tzaras on the orlo. Then you have a right to make the mila. But maybe when there is a beheris and you're being over lav of cutting off the beheris, maybe you're not allowed to make the mila. So how do I know Takala Maisa that Mila is Deicha Tzaras? Tamuloyma, I need an extra posik bosser. An extra posik bosser. Drashi, Rebu Yehu Udrosha. It's an extra word, bosser. Torah didn't have to say, Yimo Besar Olos. Torah Joshua said, Yimo Orlosoi. Why does the posik say, Yimo Besar Olosoi? Besar is extra to tell me, no matter what. V'yafa pi shiesham beheris. Even though there's a beheris, there's a nega, and the mokam orla, still you're allowed to do it to make a Mila on Bimkoyman. That's Shana's bright. No, Omar Ravna, Vaita Rav will explain this Brysa. What was the Havamina and what was the Maskon of the Brysa? Omar Rava, Haitana, Mikora my Nichle, at the beginning he held in Svara, Mila is Deichet Tzaras. Ulipsoif my Kashle, at the end he said, no, maybe it's not Deichet Tzaras. Either the Pasuk says make a Mila, that's only Bemokim, there's no Tzaras. But if you have a Tzaras, then maybe not. Like, what was the two Svaras? Hochikom, this is the Pshana Brysa. First he held, Yimo Besar Losa. The Pasuk says make a Mila Bemokim Orla. Even though there is a negat tzaras there, first in Svara held its mutter. You're allowed to make the Mila even though you're cutting off the beheris. Aye, the Pasuk says, watch yourself, don't cut off the negat tzaras is allowed. The Pasuk says, if you have a nega on your arm, on your chin, any part of your body, there is a lav, don't cut it off. But if the tzaras is the mokam amila, maybe since there's a mitzvah to cut it off, you're allowed to. But in Svara I would say Mila Deicha Tzaras. How do I know that? My timer, what kind of Svara is it that it should be Deicha Tzaras? I tell you there's a Kalbuchayma that Mila should be Deicha Tzaras. Ma Shabbos Chamura. Ma Dech Shabbos is a Chomadika Din. That if you Mechal Shabbos Yechayiv Misa. Vanessa, we have Tzukim before. Mila Deicha Yisoh, that you're allowed to do the Mila even on Shabbos. You see how Chomad that Mrs. Mila B'yom HaShmini is. It could be Deicha Shabbos. That's one svara. That Mila should be Deicha Tzaras. Then what was the Pshan the Bright? He asked Chazor from the svara. He said, no. The Komar, hold the Komar. Well, then he said, no, maybe in svara can't be Deicha. Why not? The Chuy had a good Kabachayim. Madach Mila is Deicha Shabbat. That's a more Chomer. Avada Mila should be Deicha Tzaras. I'll tell you no. Umimai, the Shabbos Chamira, what's the right? Shabbos is so Chomer. Dilma Tzaras Chamira. I'll tell you no, maybe Mitzvah Tzaras is more Chomer than the Din of Shabbos. And therefore, maybe Mila is not Deicha Tzaras. Why? Shekein doiches avoida. I have a raya that you see if the kohen has a tumas tzaras on him, he can't do the avoida. You see, mitzaras stops the avoida. For nezvegen vi avoid doiches a Shabbos. To bring kavanas on Shabbos, you will have to bring kavanas on Shabbos. So see, mitzaras has a bigger din than Shabbos. So maybe even though Mila could be Deicha Shabbos, maybe Mila can't be Deicha Tzaraas. That's the Svarim. Talmudayim adeich vanir apostik. Besar. Says, Yimol besar alosai. An extra word. Besar. V'yafo pishyeshon beheris. That's what I'm trying to braise. That's where I need a beferish apostik. Lishnachrin, another word to learn the braise is like this. Mila Deicha Tzaraas, my time. How do I know, the original Kasha, how do we know that Mila is Deicha Tzaraas, my time? I'll tell you in Svara Poshit, the ask the Osi Essay, but Deicha Lois Essay. Mila is a mitzvah sase, and Saras, the Shomalacho, a pen, is like a Lushan Lois Essay. So this Saras, that's a Lois Essay. So we have the Klal Essay, Deicha Lois Essay. You're allowed to cut off the Beres here, because Beshash, you're doing the Lav, you're doing an Aver, cutting off the Beres, you're kind, mitzvah Mila. And that's the Klal, that's a Deicha Lois Essay, that's a Svara White Smutta. My time is the Osi Essay, but Deicha Lois Essay. That was the first svar in the Brisa. Umaya Yaina the Kummer. What was the Pshat the Brisa was chayz and said a svar maybe Mila is not doicha tzaras? Hoda Kummer. Hey, Modi Armina the Yossi Esse v'doicha loisasei. When do I say the cloud that Esse is doicha loisasei? You could do a Mila even though you're being over a lav of mitzaras. That's loisasei greater. That's only if there's only a loisasei. Then Esse is doicha loisasei. Or behind, no get to the mitzvah of mitzaras. Essay v'loisaseyu. There's a lav hatera not to do it, and there's an isser asay not to do it. So if you cut off the mitzaras, you're over two averis, an essay and a loisasey. Then you don't say essay v'loisaseyu loisaseyu. Because magaya to essay and essay always the svar is, mayu mahayes amihayesay. Mechet teisa, this essay is bigger than that essay. So mele the klal is, sheviat asay. Don't do anything. So mele the svar would say, sheviat asay, sit back and don't do the mila. Umani Makayim Yimo Basar Losoi. I the Posik says make a bris mila. Hatia that's Dafki Bisman Shane Bob Harris. That's the only way you don't have a Harris. You don't have to be over the lav and the light and the essay. Tom, how do I know it is Doicha? Tom Madoiman in Exercicosis. Bisar Viafa P Shesham Beharis. That's Chatan's Brisa. That's why I need the extra Posik, because otherwise I'd say ain essay doicha loisa say the essay. So Drashi, my time in Mila Doicha Tsarasti Yosyati. The emo for Dacha Loisa say the Yisham Lecho Dacha Kama Prekam the Vomis the Yosi Yosef Dacha Loisa say Hayesim Loisa say who he Shomer is Loisa say who Velasa is Lechol Hashem Yeru is Hainu Essay. The Torah says he Shomer that don't cut off, and then Velasa is Lechol Hashem Yeru is a Mitzvah Essay. So when it's an Essay and a Loisa say, then in Svara I don't say Essay is Dacha Loisa say. So that's why I need a Pasuk to tell me Milas Dacha Tsaras for an extra Pasuk of Besar. We have to be Sheisham Beheres. So the Maratainach is as good Godel. Tehsiv vu Bisar. This is only good by a Godel. Means if you're after 13, then the Pasuk says, this Pasuk of Yimo Bisar Alosoi, we have an extra word, Bisar, it's talking about a Godel. Of the Kotem, for the Mar, Kotem is also good enough. Kotem also Namik Siv Be Bisar. Kotem also says the word Bisar. So Drashi, Tena Godel, Bar Oinshin, if he's 13 already, Dixiv Be Bisar, Bosom. The oral zocher ashalimol es besar olosoi. That's the pasuk by Godel. V'hai v'bar oinshin mishtoi midim chayiv lekoris. The pasuk says he has a chayiv koris if he doesn't do it. V'kot nami bismane b'yoyim hashmini k'siv bei besar. V'yoyim hashmini yimo besar olosoi. So that's good. If you're on the eighth day, it says in Torah besar. If you're 13 years old, the Torah also has the word besar. The kasher is beinani minoim. If a guy is only 7 years old, and they're making a bris now on a kid that's only 7 years old, there the pasuk doesn't say besar. He's not 8 days old, he's more, and he's not a bar oinshin yet. So how do we know if you make a bris mila when the kid is only 7, it's between 8 days and 13 years old, how do we know then it's doicha tzaras? There's no extra pasuk. Shrashi goin shleib bismano, falav bar oinshin, v'yoviv mitzuvar olov, nafklei mihimo lochem kozocher. The special pasuk that a father has a chiyuv to make the mila on his kid, even though it's after 8 days, of a kozman is not bar mitzvah yet, the chiv is upon the father. So for this father, how do we know the father's allowed to be over the Yisr Tzaraas? Om Rabbaya Asim Mi Benei. You learn now from both of them together, like from Mamatzinu. Zemar, Mi Godol Lo Yasim, Godol Lo Ni Kien Lanao, Chikain Oynish Chorus. Because a Godol, if he doesn't make the Mili, he has a chiv chorus. Mi Kotin Lo Yasim, Kotin Lo Ni Kien Lanao, Chikain Mila Bizmana. Because the Kotin on Biyoyim HaShemin, that's a Bazundu Eschus. You're doing Mila Bizmana, maybe that mitzvah is Deichet Tzaraas. But in between is not. Now I'll tell you at Sarah Shavu Shvim. I'm going to have them both together. It's called the Sarah Shavu. Shekeini Mulim, there's a mitzvah Mila, v'doichin es Tzras, and both of them are doichin Tzras. Is av kol sheni Mulim doichin es Tzras. That's called the Mamitzinu. I learned now that he can't say the Yom Hashmini is the Siva, because even if you're 13 years old, also I see you could be doichin Tzras. I don't say the Chiyav Koris is doichin, because even an 8-day old kid could be doichin Tzras. So I say, Elamai, it's the mitzvah smila. Anytime you're doing a mitzvah smila, mila could be deichet saras. So that's why I learned out any mila is always deichet saras. Rabbi Omar, mila bizmana deicha lesuicha krua. Rabbi says no. That not if you're doing mila on the 8th day, that's deichet saras, the pshit and svarim. The kabachoy masi. He learns the good kabachoy ma. Well, ma shabbos the chamira. Deicha, madach mila is deicha shabbos. That's a choma de gadin. Yechayiv misa. Saras the kolshchein. Avada for poshet saras, mila should be deicha. So mela, you only need the posik for a godel. So I help Rabbi. Omalei of Safar Rova, Mimai, what's the right? It's probably had before. Mimai, the Shabbos Chamir, what's the right Shabbos so Chomer? Dilma Tsaras Chamir. Maybe Tsaras is a more Chomer the Gadin than Shabbos. What's the right? Shekhain Doiches Avoida. If a Kohen has Tsaras, he can't do the Avoida. You see, because of Tsaras, we tell you stop doing the Avoida. The Avoida Doiches Shabbos. Even though the Mitzvah Avoida is Doiches Shabbos, you could bring Kabonis to Tamidim and the Musafim on Shabbos. Yeah. I'll tell you, so maybe, what's Uriah? Maybe Tsaras is more chomer than Shabbos. So it's more name. Hosam lav mishum the chamira Tsaras, the reason why Tsaras stops the avoida. Not because Tsaras is such a chomer the gadin, ela mishum the gavru the loichazia. Because even if the kohen would cut off his beharis, still he wouldn't be royal, like Rashi said. He has to be tovel in the mikvah. So Melo doesn't help you. So Melo's not the pshat that Tsaras is chomer, avada Shabbos is more chomer. I Tsaras stops the avoida, because in the mitzvah the kohen is lechazi. The kohen calls him, he didn't go to the mikvah and have hera shemesh. He has to wait till night time. He can't do the avoida anyway. That's why it's doicha. Fred Gemara now, yeah, amai. What do you want to say? The yikat berosi let the kohen cut off his beris. The yavod and do the avoida. Fakert mechusa tfilahu. He's mechusa tfilahu. He has to be table in the mikvah. So now that's why he can't cut off his mitzvahs. So the Gemara tell you, teinech negoyim tmeim. That's only good a nega that was a mara that was matama the kohen. If the kohen was matama, even if he cuts off the nega, he still has tumma till he goes to the mikvah and have ever shemis. Of the goyim Torah Michael Mema, there are certain goyim that have Samara Torah, and still the Torah says you're not allowed to cut it off. So a nega that he has that Samara Torah, that's a kasha. Let's cut it off now. The Kohen wasn't tummy yet. So if you cut it off, the Kohen would be allowed to do the avoida. Now the Gemara Michael Mema, and the Ravashi. So the Ravashi decided like this, you have a good kasha takam. That avadit Sarai lechurit Saras is a chomadigadin. That Saras stops the avoida. The kasher is, if a kohen has negoyim that are torim, he can't do the avoida because that's a shame of tzaras. But let him cut it off now, and then he'll be mutter to do the avoida. So tomorrow, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, the site is like this. Hey, chiyar minin di yasi esi v'deichi loisa say, when do I say the klal that esi v'deichi loisa say, could go in mila but tzaras? That's only if a shash you're doing the mila, you're cutting off the tzaras from the mokum of mila. Inami titzis b'klayim. You want to put a beggar that has klayim, put the mekayim mitzvah titzis. Then I say the klal is essay is doicha loisa. Say why? To be idna, to misakalav. The same second that you're being over, you're doing the averus alav. Call mukum, call mekayim essay. Your korban have the kiyim essay. So then we say the abishter is maskim, do the kiyim essay, even though you're being over the lav. So b'shashim making the mila on the tzaras. You're cutting off the tzaras. You're doing the averum, but you're doing the mitzvah mila. You're putting on the beggar of klayim, but you're doing mitzvah sittis. Abahocha by the kayin, by doing the avodah. You want the kohen in the morning to cut off his beharis, cut off his mitzras. B'shas is doing the avera. He's not doing the avoida yet. It's first later that he's going to do the avoida. But right now he's not doing the avoida. Hocha v'idu the mesakel alav loykom a kohen essay. He's not being mekayim the essay. So that's why by avoida, that's why the kohen has no right to be doing the same. His avada Shabbos is more chomer than the avoida. So the kasher is, why doesn't the avoida? Why doesn't mitzras let the kohen cut off his mitzras? There it says, you don't see yes, there's a lois to say in such a case. Because b'shas, he cuts off to the heris, he's not doing mekayim any essay. He can't do the avoida till later. That's not called b'yidna. For all the rabbi, Rav Safz, the Gemara Tanoyi. That blazes the Tanoyi. If how you learn it out. So Rashi, Shri Tanoyi, the ika de nafkule milo bizmana mikal v'choyme kerobo, still enough on the kavuchayma. For the yossi kroal ishlei bismana. Veikel on nafle be kavuchayma. Veitzvach lemila bismana. Kerev safram. Ishlei bismana asmi b'nei. And these two svaris here, some achleikis. Tanya. Pasuk says, Besar, v'yafa pi sheshem beheris. Yimel, divri Reb Yasha. So you see, how do you know that mila is doicha mitzaras? From the word besar. Reb Yechon no amanein, ein et sarach. I don't need a pasuk. Shabbos chamur doicha, maduch that mila is doicha Shabbos, tzaras l'kol shchen. Avad and akav v'chayma that mila is doicha tzaras. So these two svaros we had before, if you need a posik besar to say that mitzaras, milas, doicha mitzaras, or not, it's told in the machlokes tanoim. And these two tanoim is the same machlokes we had before between Rava and Rav Sav. Rava should derech malbush, something that's a derech to wear, like a raincoat, a derech malbush, afilu ameina loivshoi, ele mishum atzule tinnis. Even the only reason why you're wearing your raincoat is you don't want to get dirty, still mutta lotis by b'shabbos. Then you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, providing it's a malbush, like a raincoat. Even though we had before, if you're wearing the nida, Anisha nida can't wear her pad just to keep herself clean, to keep away the dirt, that's awesome. Because a pad is not a malbush gomer. Marshenkin, if you're wearing a malbush gomer, that's mutter. Zot Rimor, v'lochein mutter lilvash beged mifnei hageshomim. You're allowed to wear a raincoat on Shabbos, even though you're just doing it to keep the rain off you. If you want to put a hat on top of your head, still it's mutter. Why? Because a hat is called a malbush gomer. Even though it's only to protect you from the dirt, still a malbush gomer is mutter. I will also leisha litoin beger al tzifa. Phoenicia has like a shetel, and she wants to put just some wrap herself on top of it, on top of the tzifa, of neha gishomim, to put, just to protect herself from the gishomim, the aims of derech malbush. That's not called a derech malbush. Stam to wrap herself, al tzifa. Her tzifa means she has like a straight lana, or she's wearing a hat already, and she wants to put like a cloth on top of the hat, just to protect herself, that the rain should not get herself dirty. Since this cloth, this rain hat, is not called a derech malbush, that's also for her to do it. But on this, Rimor says, like he spoke out last time, he says, Rimor, v'im kavanosadol shlo yitzar, shlo yitzaru, oysa geshomim, then shari b'chol inyan. Depends why she's going to get this plastic rain hat that the Noshim put on the head. So the plastic rain hat itself is not called a malbush. It's not a cloth by, it's not a like a hat by itself. So she's only wearing it to keep herself clean, to keep the dirt of the rain off her. That will blive awesome. But if she's doing it, like the mouth, she doesn't want the rain to come into her hair to make her hair wet, and that will make her feel tsar. That's mutter. As if you're wearing something to take away tsar, that's mutter. That's what we had before by the Isha. That's what we had before by the Isha Nida. If the Isha wears the pits, the day that the dam should not fall on her thighs and hurt her, that's called not to mitzar yourself, that's mutter. That's called also malbush. If you're wearing something to protect yourself, not to be mitzar, not to be betain, that's called a malbush, that's mutter. Even though it's not a derech malbush. But a rain hat, it depends what, these plastic, depends what she's wearing it for. If she's wearing it that the rain should not make her head dirty, and then get her head wet, and not be mitzar, that's mutter. That then is called like a malbush. But if you're only wearing it just to keep yourself clean, since Lamaisa, this cloth is not a hat by itself, it'd be also to wear it. Right, Tezvah. That's what we spoke about also in the Gave. If you're wearing a hat already, to put just on a piece of plastic on top of the hat to keep the hat clean, that would be also to wear on Shabbos, if you push it. Because push it, that thing, the plastic itself, is not a malbush. And it's not there to protect yourself, not to become bitzar. It's only to protect you, you shouldn't get dirty. That push it should be also. Tezvah. Some Rachmanah doesn't have feet. He can't walk out with his false feet on Shabbos. The make like a false leg. The chayki boy mat, we make a little hole in it. Lashem roishukov to put the top of his knee in it. He doesn't walk on these false feet. He needs his stick to walk with. What does he wear the false foot for? Shouldn't look like he's missing a regal. Elonicha regal, like he just has a wounded regal. Still, he can't walk out with this on Shabbos. Kivon dein etzarech hiluch oser. Since it's not a derech hiluch, he doesn't need it to walk with. We're afraid he'll fall often, and he'll come to carry it on Shabbos. Therefore, it's oser for a person to walk out with false feet on Shabbos if he doesn't use the feet to walk with. Tezayin. Kita she'eino yochol leila klal. A person doesn't have legs, Rachman Slan, and can't walk. Al Shukov, he can't walk on his thighs. Ella, how does he move? Yosheva Tisa, he has to sit on a chair like, when Mishinekim currently picks himself up with his hands, Nismecha Yodav with his hands, the Yashukav on his thighs, the Nitchaf Lefonab, and he pushes himself along. Now they make some type of a skin, or ace, Lerosh Yashukav. On the top, on the end of his thighs that are hanging, they put a piece of cloth, a piece of wood. Or Raglav Hatluyim. It's only hanging. And when he moves with his hands, he's nishan a little bit, but beikir his legs are like hanging. He's not allowed to walk out on Shabbos with this or this skin or wood on top of the legs. The idea the toli, since the legs are only hanging, it's not resting on the ground, zimdin the mishtalfi. Since the legs are only hanging, we're afraid the cloth you have at the end of the leg will fall off and it'll come to carry it on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also. Avo bekisei b'safsolim. But this chair that it needs to sit on to move with, or else b'safsolim aktanim, the small stools, shebiyodai, that's mutulotzeis. That is allowed to walk out with. Because that's called like his shoe. The only way he could walk is by dragging along this chair he has, or dragging along the stools. So that's called like his shoe. He's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Like we'll soon see the next if. A chigur, a person that's lame, that can't walk only with a stick, he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. We'll soon see. Here also, this is the only way he could walk, is with this stool, he's allowed to carry it out on Shabbos. Kita b'shtei raglis. Somebody has, rachmanu shlom, both feet off. Or mahala chashukav, and he walks with his thighs. V'yala kavoysav, on his arms. V'yaysa smicha shalor l'shukav, yaytsim b'm Shabbos. As if he could walk on his thigh. So even though the bottom of his thigh, he makes a piece of skin to protect it, that's mutter. Because here the case, the thighs are not hanging, so the thighs are on the ground. Since it's moving along the ground, this is also like its manol, like its shoe, and it's helping him move, he can wear it. Hago, v'chein mutter lotzeis b'manol shaleitz. You're allowed to walk out with the wooden shoe on Shabbos. Sharegel nichnas boy. V'lekel l'meichesh d'yipo. You don't have to be afraid to fall off. But there are some shittas lanel at that. The Gemara says, mashma, that only a shoe, a manu made out of ore, made out of skin, is called a manu. And there are some shittas that learn that any type of shoe that's not made out of skin, it's not allowed to wear on Shabbos. That's the Rambam saying, no, you should know, a manu, even though it's only made out of wood, when you get it to a sneaker, even though it's not made out of skin, still will be mutter, providing that it fits in nicely, you're not afraid of fall off. V'chein b'tanidish, this type of slippers. It's also the mishtalfi v'meheri mamela, even though it falls off very fast and very easy, still the first sheet says you're allowed to wear it. Why? Because it's made out of skin, and it fits your foot well, even though it's easy to come off slippers, still you're allowed to walk out with it. That's the first sheet in the mall. V'yesh machmirim v'yosim. But there's a sheet that I learned you're not allowed to walk out with slippers for shus harabim on Shabbos. Why? Because since it could fall off very easily, we're afraid it'll fall off with Shus Rabin, and you come to carry it. So even though it's a Yesh Machmirim, still the Velt is Semech on the Taz, that the Taz says it's Mutter. But the Taz says it's Svara, since Lamaisa nobody walks out barefoot on Shabbos, so if you're going to walk out with your slippers, even if your slippers fall off with Shus Rabin, you're not going to come to pick up the slippers and walk with it, because it's not nice, nobody walks out with barefoot on Shabbos. So you zicha, put them on right away. That's the meaning to be make of them, at least in Nostrum. They walk out with these shoes that only have the front, they have no laces in the back. That come out, it's very easy to fall off. Still, by about it's a busha to walk out barefoot, so we're not afraid of fall off for Shus Rabim and should walk with it. Because the meaning is not to walk barefoot. If the meaning is that everybody walks barefoot, then it should be also to walk out with slippers that fall off easy, because we're afraid of fall off and she'll carry it and not wear it. But about the posh the minigit to be makel, because the maisa you don't go around barefoot in the street. Fight of loyelech adam yochav b'shabbos. A person should not walk barefoot in the streets on Shabbos. The mokim shen derech lelech yichav. If it's a derech that nobody goes barefoot, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. It's not covered on Shabbos. For loyetzi adam b'shabbos k'moish yoytzi b'chol. Understand? You shouldn't walk out with the same clothing you wear b'chol on Shabbos for another reason. Not before we had a lacha, you're supposed to dress it. Yeah, the Kuf Lama Gimel on top, yeah. Oma Ma, Vosor Afal Pi Shiesham Beheris, Yimu, Divi Rebbe Yashia. You have a postate that even though there's a Beheris, there's a Tzaras, the Mokam HaMilo, still we say the Mitzvah Sessay of Mila is Doicha, the Lav, and the Essay of Tzaras, Kosev gzeras a kosev boser, an extra posik boser. For the Gemara, holom malikro, what do I need a posik for to say that it's doicha, that you can cut off the tzaras from the makam amilo? For the Gemara, dova sheinem eskavenu, it's considered a dova sheinem eskaven. For dova sheinem eskaven mutter, since you're not mechaven to cut off the beheres, therefore it should be mutter. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is very, very shver. Like, why is this called a dova sheinem eskaven? We're talking about that on the makam hamila you have a tzaras. Now, what's the mitzvah mila? The mitzvah mila is to cut off the orlom. So when you're cutting off the orlom, you're mitzvah, you're mechafen to cut off the tzaras also. Like you have kavon, you know what you're doing. You're cutting off the tzaras. So why is this called the dava sheni miskaven? So the Rashba is the kashrei shvinot and all the achrenim. And Master from the Rashba says the chiddush that the lav of tzaras when the Torah said don't cut off the tzaras, the kavonah sater was for the tachlis of being matar yourself. If the reason why you're cutting off the tzaras is to make yourself tor, or else tam, you don't want the nega there, that's the lav haTorah. It's only us if you mechaven to get off the tzaras because you don't want the tzaras on you. Mashen can hear the reason why you're cutting off the tzaras is because you want to do mitzvahs mila. So you're not mechaven b'davka to take off the tzaras. You're mechaven to do the mitzvahs mila. That's not the lav haTorah. Mele the Gemara says it's called the dover sheni miskaven. But the Gemara quotes the dover sheni miskaven is you're not mechaven for the tachlis of the tzaras should be off you. You're mechaven for the tachlis that you should be gemal, that you shouldn't be an orla. So b'zoy the chutz of davar sheni meskaven. So pshita tzmuta. What do I need a pasuk for? And the Gemara Amar Abayi lenitzuch el Reb Yehuda. I say you need the pasuk according to Reb Yehuda shita. The yom adavar sheni meskaven osur. His kol torah kul Reb Yehuda holds any meskaven is osur. And the chur hears a rain Reb Yehuda holds even osur midiraisa. There are some shita that want to say according to Reb Yehuda that davar sheni meskaven is osur is only osur midirabonim. But here the Chutz Mashma Klotz Midiraisa. I think Mora is saying according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita that even though Yein Miskaven still it's Osim Midiraisa, so it's good why I need a Pesach to say it's Mutter to make a Milom B'mokim Yav the Tzarastim. Even though you're not Mechaven for the Tachlis of taking off the Mitzaras, but still it should be Osir because Yein Miskaven is also according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ramanein, Afilu Temi Rav Shimin, even if you want to say this din, it goes according to Rav Shimin, still we need a posik to say that it's mutter to make the mila b'mokan tzaras. I, l'churta kashrut, it's ainu miskaven, you're not mechaven taking off the tzaras for the tachlis of getting the tzaras off. The teretz is, moedi Rav Shimin v'psik reisha v'lo yomus. When you do something, even though you're not mechaven, but if it's the psik reisha, it has to happen, like the moshav, you cut off the chicken's head, it has to die. So that, and then even though you're not mechaven, that has a din like you're mechaven. So here also, about in the mitzvah, you're cutting off the orla. You're doing a ma'aseh mila. And by cutting off the orla, it's a psik ratio, you have to take off the tzaras also. So even though you're not mechaven, take off the tzaras, that would be awesome if you're isim. That's why it's good why we need a fair shaposit to say boser, to say no, you're allowed to take off the tzaras, but mocha mila. Tradimara, viabaya, leslei ha'isvara, he's mashma, this is Rav's teretz. But Abaye that has the kasha, mashma Abaye doesn't hold from this teretz. I have Abaye of a rov of the armor tevayu. As even Abaye also holds from this yisoid that they both say moide Rabbi Shimon the psik reisha v'lo yomus that yichayiv. As Abaye is also moide. When does Rabbi Shimon say any miskaven is potter? Where it's not a psik reisha, it doesn't have to happen. The case where you drag a chair along on the ground. So even though sometimes dragging the chair makes a charitz, makes a hole in the ground. And it should be chayyeh, but we say, since you're not mechavim to make the hole, you're mechavim just for dragging the chair, and it doesn't have to make a hole, it could drag it without making a hole, that's the case of Shimon's Ein Meskavin is potter. But here, where it's a psik reisha, by cutting off the mila, by cutting off the orla, you have to cut off the tzaras, if the tzaras, the neg is the makam amila, so therefore you'll be chayyeh midiraisam. That's why I need a pasuk bosa to tell me no. That there's a new heter akra, you're allowed to do a ma'aseh mila, even though you're being over the lav of taking off the tzaras. And the Gemara, bosa d'shom, and me'rova, savro, and echnami. Me'tchil Abaye didn't hold from this svarim. But after Abaye heard from Rova that Reb Shimon is moided by psik reisha, Abaye was also masking to it. And he could mask the law, loho, da Abaye v'rova ho. Some learned Abaye v'rova's din gufra on this halacha. The pasuk says, Hishomar v'nega atzaras. Lishmor ma'oid velasis says, watch when you have a tzaras on your body, watch it. In other words, that you shouldn't cut it off. Watch the hilkas nega. We dashin. Lasis means iya to oisa. That means the maisa, you're not allowed to go and cut off the nega. If you have a nega, it's a ras on you, you're not allowed to go do a maisa, take it off. Avoloisa ata besiv shagabe ragloi. Let's say you have like a band-aid, something around your foot, and you come to pull off the band-aid, agav, then the tzaras comes off, that's mutter. As a bee, you're not mechaven to take off the tzaras. You're doing something else, taking off a band-aid, and agav, the tzaras comes off, that's mutter. Or else, the moit shagav ikseifon. You have like a stick, and you're carrying something on your shoulders. And while you're carrying on your shoulders, it moves off the tzaras comes off you. If such a thing is mutter, v'yimavra avra, that's the pasuk. It's a farisha pasuk to say that if you don't take off the tzaras b'kavonim by doing a maisa, cutting it off, just you're doing a maisa, putting sticks on your shoulders, and but the stick itself moves back and forth, the stick rubs off the tzaras, that's mutter. So Rashi, hachigasinen, la'asois oisa'ata v'siv sharagloi v'moit shagabik seifoi v'yen etzorach li'zor. You don't have to be careful milidchoi k'siv shakoshib manoloi paragloi, if you have something tied around your foot, or melisa masyak seifoi, as you're not mechuyiv to watch so much, that if you have a tzaras on your shoulders, you don't have to be careful not to hold packages there, that the wood, the package, shouldn't rub off the tzaras. That's no ism. Therefore, the pasuk says lasis. Shemuta lasis malachti. You should know you're allowed to do your malacha. If you have to carry something on your shoulder, you're allowed to. Maybe the tzaras will come off. That's not an avera. The avera is only to go and take a knife and cut off the tzaras behind you. On this was the kasha. What do I need a heter to say that you're allowed to put packages on your shoulders? A dover shayna meskavenu. Nachura, this is considered a dover shayna meskaven. For dover shayna meskaven mutter, pshita that it's mutter. Like you're not in the chavan to take off the tzaras, you just have a package on your shoulder. And by itself, when the package moves back and forth, it rubs off the tzaras. So what do I need a hetera kroa? Pshita it's mutter. Amar Abaya, lo nitzuch el Rabbi Yehuda. The chidish hakroa is according to Rabbi Yehuda shita. Tiyom a dover shayna meskaven osar. Even the wall of Einim Eskaven is awesome. So the Churi should be also to put a package on top of your Tzaras. Because by putting it there, it's going to rub away the Tzaras, even though you're not Mechaven, it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash one here, before Rosh Hashanah, that it's Mutter. For Rav Ero Manein, Afilu Tein Rav Shimon, even according to Rav Shimon Shita, that all over Einim Eskaven is Mutter, but here I would think that it's also. Why? Umoy the Rav Shimon, with Sik Reish of La Yomas. It's an afkamina if your mamash have like a womb, a Tzaras sticking up. And you know it's 100% if you're going to put this staff, this stick that you're holding weights with on your shoulders, you know the stick is going to rub off the tzaras. So in such a case, I would think it's awesome. Even though you're not mechaven to rub off the tzaras, your kavanah is to carry the stick. But if it's a psik reish, you know 100% it has to rub off the tzaras, in svara I would think it's awesome. Kamash from the Farisha Pasik, no. Hishama b'nega tzaras, lishma moid abavalasis. You're allowed to do things. You're allowed to do your melachim. You're allowed to carry weight on top of the tzaras. So that's why I need a beferish apostle. So that's the answer for the Gemara on this kasha, for Abaya Leslai Hai Svara, is it true that Abaya didn't answer this way? Mashmah Abaya doesn't hold for this Svara. I have Abaya Rava Tamri Tavayu. They both hold. They both say Abaya and Rava. Moide Rebbe Shimon, the Psik Reisha V'lo Yomus. That Abaya is also made to the Sisoid. That where a subsecration has to happen, you have to have the Tzaras, by putting the weight on top of your shoulder, the Tzaras has to come off, that in Svaro that should be also. Now, do Marina Chanami. Labosa, the Shom, and may Rava, Savro. If the Abaya heard that Rava said such a Svaro, Abaya was also masking to that Svaro. So, Lamaskon, Avad, Abaya, and Rava now both said Alochon, that a subsecration of Loyomus is also even the contra of Shimon. About it has to happen, there's no ptur of any miskaven, that's called you are miskaven. So the more of the Abaya, Aliba the Rebbe Shimon, Hai Bosor, my Ovidle. It's a question out of the Churma, the half meaning of the Gemara. Like Rashi says, Mikore, Makmeh the Sovra. When Abaya and Havimina held that according to Rabbi Shimon, a Dovashen and miskaven is always mutter. Even if it's a psik ratio, still it's mutter. Thus, that was Abaya's Havimina in Rabbi Shimon. Shimon holds the Torah only chayiv you fisurim if you have kavanah to do the yisur. If you ain't a miskaven, you're not over the averim. So So kasher is then every time you're making a mila, what do I need the pasuk ubasar to tell me you're allowed to make the mila, even though you have a tsaras and nega? But makam arla pshita it's muta, because we're saying that's called the enem eskavim. You're not mechavim by cutting off the arla for the tachlis of taking off the tsaras. That's not your kavana. Your kavana is tam to make a ma'isa mila, to make cut off the arla. Your kavana is not to make take off the tsaras. So pshita it's muta. So the kasha now, the kasha, he's like the havim in the babayim. What do they do with the pasuk of boser? And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Amram, biyoyme lokot perosay hu mischavim. I tell you, the pasuk is telling me, even in a case where a gadol is making a mila upon himself, that is, the kid didn't have a mila until he was 14 years old, and now he's making the mila himself, and he himself has a tsaras b'makom arlo. And when he makes the mila now, he's saying the ferish, I have kavana 100%, I want to take off the tzaras. That's also my kavana. Because in the case where a guy says, I have two kavanas now. I have kavana to do a ma'isa mila, but I also have kavana to take off the tzaras. So in such a case, is that mutter? That's why I need a pasuk of boss to tell me even there it's mutter. But that's not called an ayin miskavin. That's called a miskavin. You're mechavin to do the avera, take off the tzaras. Still, the Torah says it's muta here, because since you're also mechab to do the ma'isa mila, the mila is deichet tzaras. That's where I need the posik. And the Gemara is biyomer lokot ferosa hu miskaven. I have a ferish kavana to take off the tzaras. For the Gemara, teinach godol. That's only good if a godol, a guy is 14 years old, he has kavana, he's making the mila on himself. We say he has kavana to take off the tzaras. Of a cotton, Michael Meimer. What can you say about a cotton though? According to Mal Ben Shemaynus Yomim, he has no kavona. So say he has no kavona. So the Kur, what is the Moil mechavin? Avada the Moil also has no kavona to take off the tzaras. Why should the Moil think about taking off the tzaras as the tachlis of the avera for the tinnik? Avada the Moil is only mechavin poshut to make the ma'isa mila. So by a tinnik, there is no kavona to take off the tzaras. So why do I need a pasuk ubasar that says even by a tindik, a ben shemoinas yomim, like pshita it's muta to make the mila on a ben shemoinas yomim, even though there's a tzaras b'makam orlo? Because you're not mechavim to do the avera. Michael Meima, and the Gemara Amrav Meshashia, bi'oimer avi ha-ben lokots b'heres, the benoi, who comes chavim? The Teretz is talking about the father is the moil now. So the father cares about his own son, and the Hachimayas Kinyan, where the father sees that the son has a tzaras, a negev, a mokam hamilum, and the father has the ferish kavanah, I'm making the milum now to make my son tor, to take off the tzaras for my son. So in such a case, it's called mischavan, he has kavanah, do the ma'is avera. Still, I say it's mutter, why? Because I have a ferish apostolic bosom. As if somebody else does it, pshit it's mutter, because ain't a mischavan. So I only need a posik in a case where the father is doing it. And the father then has kavanah to metayir his son, like he wants to tayv his son to take off the tzaras. So I would think that's awesome. Kamash from the pasuk ubasa, no, mila is always deichet tzaras. For the Gemara, that's still shver. V'ika achar leved achar. Churit shver. If the father, why do we let the father be the moyel? Let somebody else be the moyel. No, it's the father not the only moyel there is. Let another person be the moyel. L'chur, the svar is, if an acher, somebody else does the moyel, the mila, he's not mechavim to take off the beharis. He doesn't care if the kid is Torah or not. He's going just to do the ma'is the mila. So if somebody else does the mila, he's not being over the avera of cutting off the tzaras. But when the father does the ma'is the mila, since he's being mechavim to take off the tzaras, he's doing a ma'is avera. And the klal is, Yom Rav Shimon ben Lokish, komokam sha'atem moitzi esay v'loisasei. Even in the case where we say Esa Deich Elois Asay, with the shalom of doing an essay, and the other side you're being over Elois Asay. So the klal is like this. If you could do the essay without being over the Avera, you have to do it in that oifen not to be over the Avera. Hey, Esa Deich Elois Asay is not a hutra that you're allowed to do it no matter what. It's only if you have no other echetimsa, then you could do the essay to be Deich Elois Asay. But if it's possible to do both, not to be over the Avera, and to do the essay, you're mechuyev to do the essay, but mokam there's no Avera. So we're here. If you have the father wants to do the mila on the son, when the father is mechavim for the mila, he's mechavim to take off the tzaras also. So the father is doing the Avera, taking off the tzaras. If another male does the mila, he's not mechavim to take off the tzaras. He's not doing an Avera. He's only doing the essay. So in this case, it should be also for the father to do the mila. He should have to have another male do the mila. Tamar v'yim lab, yod yesav yitchilois asein. But if you have no one eichet timso, you only have to be over the avera, then we say yesav yitchilois asein. So teretz is anachlami deleka acher. I tell you, we're talking about nekimta now, there's no acher, there's no other moil around. So that's the eichet timso, that's mutim. There's no other moil around, only the father. So v'zoi, when the father is doing the milah, without the extra pasuk, u'bosra, I would say it's also for him to do it. Because he's mechavim to take off the tzarat, so maybe that should be bosser. Kamashma on the pasuk, u'bosra, know that that's mutter. Although that's the Gemara. Now on this, all the milah terror, they all talk about the base. Leib talks about this Gemara. The Gemara is a shaila that the father to do the milah, there's a special tzivu for the father to do the milah. The Gemara, he has a special milah over an achar. It's a special mitzvah for the father of via ben to make the milah. Because even the shayla, usually when noig lemaisim, when we make a moyog, we make him a shliach. We tell him, you be my shliach, so it's simply like the father did it himself. And some shittas say shlichus doesn't help. It's saying shliach here by the tva mitzvah. So if the father himself could do it, the chur is nadifis, the father should mekayim his mitzvah. So if this gemara is mashmana like that, here the gemara says, if you have another moyog, it's kedai the father should not do it, and let another moyog do it. The kasher is though, if another moyel does it though, the father is not mekayim his mitzvah though. If the father does the milah himself, he has a special mitzvah, he's doing the milah. And here the Gemara says for pashtus, let another moyel do it. The Achrayim talk about it. The Teretz say is that in Echanami, the yikim mitzvah's milah is mekuyim b'yacher. Just that the father does it, it's an adifis, it's a special mitzvah. This special Indian has no right to be doicha the lab of tzaras. He's what's doicha the tzaras? The Ikka mitzvah's milah. The Ikka mitzvah milah, an achah could do. I, the father, has a special chiyuv to make the milah. That special din is not the Ikka tzaras. No, wrist there. Right. Amamar. Yomtiv, ain't a doicha ela bizmana. If you want to make a bris milah on Yomtiv, it's only doicha Yomtiv b'yom hashmini. If it's not b'yom hashmini anymore, you can't make the milah on Yomtiv. But the more minohani milah, how do I know this? You say that milah is only deicha yomtiv bismano and not shleib bismano. Oma chiskiyo v'chein tona de vechiskiyo. Oma kroa says in the posik lo yisoysiru mimenu ad boikim. This is going by the korban pesach that you're supposed to eat it at night time. Leil tezvav eat the korban pesach. If you have it left over in the boikir, it becomes nicer. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. And the din of nicer is you're supposed to burn it. When do you have to burn the noiser? It says, Loisir menu ad boiker. Shein tam leimer ad boiker. Ma tam leimer ad boiker. Like Pshita, the Torah says it's supposed to eat it at night. If you leave it over till the morning, it becomes nicer, you have to burn it. Why does the Torah have to send extra time ad boiker? So he say, Boa kosov litem le boiker sheni. It's common to tell me that you burn it the second morning, not the first morning. Lisvei fosay. That when do you burn noiser? After Yom Tov, come to say, at night time, Leil Pesach is a Zman Achilas Korban Pesach. If you didn't eat it at night time, the next day it becomes Noiser. Now the Loch is, you're not allowed to burn Noiser on Yom Tov, because Noiser is no Choyves Hayoyim, it lives like Choyl, and the Dovah Shachoyl is not Doich Yom Tov. When do you have to burn it? The first day Chol HaMoed, the second day Pesach, Midiraisa, that's only Chol HaMoed, that's when you burn the Noiser. So you see, a Dovah Shachoyl can't be Doich Yom Tov. So Mele Milash Leibes Man is called like a Dover Shabbachol. It's not Teichi Yomtiv. Let's see Rashi. Shein Tam Leim Ad Boiker Tinyonis. That's the second time. Va'anoisim Emenu Ad Boiker. The Moslem Mechta Va'anoisim Veish Tisrefu. El Asrei Fakoy Vochakoma. Va'anoisim Emenu Bizman Shesat Lecho Da'ino Boiker Rishon. Kishiyavu Boiker Sheni. Torah is telling you, if you over the Yisra Noiser, when do you burn it? Boiker Sheni Shulchol Shomoy. The second day Pesach. Tisifu, I will be yomtiv for the first day Pesach in the morning. Loi, then you can't burn it. Almo, midi the choil leyavdina be yomtiv. Something that's choil, like burning nicely, you don't do on yomtiv. O Pesach korban yudaled benisenu. Yeshech the korban erev Pesach shul choil. So mele Pesach is called the korban shul choil. So mele for it's not deicha burning it on yomtiv. So drashu mila shlei bizmana nami midi the choilu. The b'shabizu lehoyizmana. Because on this Yom Tov, for this Shabbat, that's not the Zman HaMilah. So Mele Milah is considered like Chol, and Dover Shochol is not Doche Yom Tov. Abaye Romar, that's a bit of modern, that's why we have other limudim. Abaye Romar, Omakro, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatoi, that you only bring a Korban, the Tomid, on Shabbos of Shabbos. Oloi Oilas Chol B'Shabbos. If you have a Korban, Shel Chol, you can't be Makriv, can't burn it on Shabbos. Oloi Oilas Chol B'Yom Tov. If you have Fridays, or Erev Yom Tov, the Ketamet Shabbein Abayim, that you didn't burn yet, you're not allowed to burn it on